أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء. In this ayat that we read yesterday, Allah Ta'ala reminds us of His great, great favors upon us. The first which Allah reminds us of, and which unfortunately we use all the time but we don't pay any attention to it, is this earth that Allah has made for us. And how Allah Ta'ala has made it, the very same earth, Allah made it so hard that huge buildings stand upon it, huge weights are put upon it, yet it does not sink and go down. And Allah made it so soft at the same time that with the nail of our finger we can scratch into it and make a hole. And we dig into it and we plant our things that have to grow, etc. We make our foundation. And we are using it all the time, but we don't pay attention to it. It is a great ni'mat. All this is drawing upon us that we should think of this great ni'mat. By that we will recognize Allah Ta'ala, and then we will become His true obedient servants. It is only through the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says also in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man but for my worship. According to commentators of the Quran Sharif, worship means the إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. When a person will recognize Allah, automatically he will just fall in love with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is so kind, so merciful, what the great, great favors of Allah are. And when a person has the love of Allah, and then he makes ibadat with love, we cannot imagine what that ibadat is. One is a marriage that we have, and lot of problems in the marriage, but just for the sake of the children or the sake of society, we remain in that marriage. But there is no love between the two. We are just living. And one is that marriage where there is love between husband and wife. What a great enjoyment in that marriage. Like that our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. One is we are making ibadat, we are doing everything we have to do, but no enjoyment. And one is the love of Allah. And then we make our ibadat. We make our sajda. We make our tilawat with the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that will come with ma'rifat of Allah, as we will recognize Allah. And right from the beginning, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, right through till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Allah is introducing Himself to us. If we pay little attention, we will gain that ma'rifat and automatically that love. And then our ibadat, our Islam, our iman will be greatly enjoyable to us. We won't look at it all as a duty, but as a great favor of Allah. And we will just be sunk in sajda to be thankful to Allah for His great favors. Then further Allah Ta'ala says that Allah has made wassama'a bina'a. Allah has made the sky a roof for us. And this is also a great mercy, which also we hardly perhaps think about. That Allah Ta'ala has made the sky, and what things there are below the sky, that also we haven't understood fully. And what is beyond the sky, we don't know at all. It is just like, ulama has given the example, like the roof we got of our house. The roof saves us from the rain, from the storm, from hail, from sunshine, from the cold. The roof saves us from so many things. But even the roof of our house, which we have built the house, we have put that roof, but seldom will we think that what a great ni'mat this roof is. Just to give us a slight indication of what this great ni'mat is, one professor of a university in Granada, which is the West Indies island, he was our host, and he's originally from Zambia. He explained to us that once when a cyclone came there, and it blew away the whole roof of the house, and him, his wife, and most probably it was his three small daughters, They just had to cling to the wall of the house for many hours. Perhaps it was about 6 hours or so. And the rain and storm was just, hail was pouring down. The winds at what speed they were, the winds were going. And just like that, just imagine that if for 1 minute we have to be in that condition. And for many hours after that, the people there, local people, were kind and hugged them out. But to just move from their house with all that storm, the trees that were across the roads, the telephone poles, the electric wires, what and what was there, just to walk, a thing that we normally walk over in 1 minute, that took them hours and hours to cross. So that is just the roof of our house, the roof of the masjid here, and the roof of the world, the sky. How Allah has made it, and Allah only knows what is beyond that. If the sky is a solid object, and it is protecting us from many, many things which are beyond the sky, which we don't even know about. And for us it is from this ayat of the Quran, right at the beginning, that we take a lesson and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for putting the sky over us, and that it protects us from so many things. All these things we should think about, and think of the great, great favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which He has bestowed upon us. As in the surah, which is read, sunnah to read in Jum'ah namaz, Allah Ta'ala says that a person, فَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. The person, the Arabs, which commonly they used to travel by camel, don't you see this animal you are traveling on? What a strange, fascinating creation of Allah Ta'ala is. There is a lot of detail in that. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And how long are you going to look at the camel? And what is there to attract you and look at the camel? Don't you look up at the sky as you are traveling through the deserts, that how we have raised the sky and how we have made it. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And don't you see this earth, when you are tired of looking at the camel, the sky, you look down on the ground and you see the vastness of the ground. A person traveling on his camel in the desert, and only desert you see, until as far as you can see. How don't you see how we have stretched this? So everything is inviting us to see the creation of Allah. And we shouldn't be so blind. Allah gave us 2 eyes. And we don't see any of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. We are using it, we are living in it, but we see it, but we are not seeing. As Allah says, it isn't the eyes of the head that are blind, but it is the heart that is blind. That from our heart we don't pay any attention. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we can benefit from the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and the reality of it comes into us and we realize how great and how kind, how merciful, what a great Allah there is, and how we should become His total die-hard and total slaves of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us appreciate this in the short life. This life is meant for that. This life is not meant to accumulate things which we are going to leave behind. It is meant that we recognize Allah and we prepare for our akhirat.